This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Magnesium supplementation reduces blood pressure. Meta-analysis shows modest but measurable benefits. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. An umbrella meta-analysis published in 2024-392A9 found that magnesium supplementation at doses of 400 mg or higher, taken for at least 12 weeks, can reduce both systolic and diastolic blood pressure, but the effect is modest and most pronounced in people with pre-existing metabolic disorders and inadequate baseline magnesium status. The reductions were 6.38 mmHg for systolic pressure and 3.71 mmHg for diastolic pressure, suggesting magnesium works best as part of a comprehensive cardiovascular strategy rather than as a standalone hypertension treatment. Key takeaways: magnesium doses of 400 mg daily for 12 weeks reduce systolic blood pressure by 6.38 mmHg and diastolic pressure by 3.71 mmHg. According to a 2024 umbrella meta-analysis, the effect is most significant in patients with metabolic disorders and pre-existing magnesium deficiency. Magnesium should complement, not replace, other cardiovascular interventions and blood pressure management strategies. The mineral works through multiple mechanisms, promoting nitric oxide production, enhancing endothelial function, and reducing vascular tone. 6.38 mmHg reduction in systolic blood pressure with 400 mg per day magnesium supplementation for 12 weeks. Umbrella meta-analysis 2024. Magnesium supplementation, blood pressure reductions by outcome. Change in systolic and diastolic blood pressure with 400 mg per day magnesium for 12 weeks, 2024 meta-analysis, minus systolic BP reduction, 3.71 diastolic BP reduction, mmHg, minimum daily dose. Source, umbrella meta-analysis, PMID 3928209, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. How magnesium regulates blood pressure. Magnesium exerts its blood pressure lowering effects through multiple physiological pathways. The mineral is essential for endothelial function, the health of the inner lining of blood vessels, and it promotes the production of nitric oxide, a key molecule that relaxes vascular smooth muscle and reduces blood vessel resistance. According to research cited in the 2024 meta-analysis, magnesium also modulates calcium channels in vascular tissue, preventing excessive calcium influx that would increase vascular tone and blood pressure. Additionally, magnesium reduces oxidative stress, the accumulation of harmful free radicals that damage blood vessel walls and promote atherosclerosis. By supporting prostaglandin synthesis and limiting vascular remodeling, magnesium helps maintain the structural integrity and flexibility of the cardiovascular system. These mechanisms work synergistically to lower both systolic and diastolic pressures. Who benefits most from supplementation? The blood pressure reduction observed in the 2024 umbrella meta-analysis, PMI 3928209, was most pronounced in patients with pre-existing metabolic disorders, such as prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, or type 2 diabetes, who also had inadequate magnesium status at baseline. This finding suggests that supplementation primarily benefits individuals with a genuine deficiency or increased magnesium demand, rather than the general population. People with hypertension and concurrent metabolic disease may see clinically meaningful reductions in blood pressure from magnesium supplementation. However, those with normal magnesium levels and without metabolic comorbidities may experience less dramatic benefits. The effect size of 6.38 mmHg systolic reduction, while statistically significant, is smaller than typical reductions seen with first-line antihypertensive drugs, highlighting the importance of integrating magnesium within a broader treatment approach. Magnesium is part of comprehensive cardiovascular care. The evidence does not support magnesium monotherapy, using magnesium alone to treat hypertension. Instead, adequate magnesium intake should be integrated into a multifaceted cardiovascular strategy that includes dietary modification, weight management, exercise, stress reduction, and pharmacological treatment when indicated. Patients should aim to meet daily magnesium requirements through diet first. Leafy greens, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and legumes are excellent sources. For those considering supplementation, doses of 400 milligrams or higher, sustained for at least 12 weeks, appear necessary to achieve meaningful blood pressure reductions. Patients should consult their physician before starting magnesium supplements, particularly those taking medications that interact with magnesium or those with kidney disease, which affects magnesium handling. Magnesium supplementation at 400 milligrams daily for 12 weeks reduces systolic blood pressure by 6.38 mmHg and diastolic blood pressure by 3.71 mmHg, with the greatest benefit in patients with metabolic disorders and inadequate baseline magnesium status. Umbrella meta-analysis 3928-2024. What this means for patients: if you have hypertension or metabolic disease, discuss magnesium supplementation with your doctor. Aim for 400 milligrams daily for at least 12 weeks, but treat it as one tool alongside medications, diet, and exercise, not as a replacement for proven antihypertensives. For clinicians, consider magnesium supplementation in hypertensive patients with metabolic disorders and documented or suspected magnesium deficiency. The modest 6 to 6.0 mmHg reduction in systolic pressure may contribute meaningfully when combined with other interventions, and magnesium has few adverse effects at recommended doses. For policymakers, public health messaging on hypertension prevention should emphasize magnesium-rich foods and adequate dietary intake as part of cardiovascular disease prevention strategies. However, supplementation programs should target high-risk populations rather than universal prescription. Frequently asked questions: is magnesium supplementation safe for everyone? Magnesium supplementation is generally well tolerated at recommended doses, 400 milligrams daily or less, but it can cause gastrointestinal side effects in some people and may interact with certain medications. Patients with kidney disease, those taking quinolone or tetracycline antibiotics, or those using bisphosphonates should consult their physician before supplementing. Excessive intake can lead to hypermagnesemia, though this is rare in people with normal kidney function. How long does it take magnesium supplementation to lower blood pressure? According to the 2024 meta-analysis, supplementation for at least 12 weeks is necessary to observe clinically meaningful blood pressure reductions. Some individuals may see effects sooner, but the evidence supports a minimum 12-week trial before assessing efficacy. Consistent daily intake is essential. Can I get enough magnesium from food alone? Many people can meet magnesium requirements through diet. The recommended daily intake is 310 to 420 milligrams, depending on age and sex. Excellent sources include spinach and other leafy greens, almonds, pumpkin seeds, black beans, chickpeas, and whole grains. However, those with metabolic disorders, malabsorption conditions, or high losses, diarrhea, certain medications, may benefit from supplementation after consulting their healthcare provider. The evidence for magnesium's role in blood pressure regulation is increasingly robust, yet its modest effect size underscores why it works best within an integrated approach to cardiovascular health. As public health strategies evolve to address hypertension and metabolic disease, ensuring adequate magnesium intake through diet where possible and through targeted supplementation where deficiency exists may emerge as a cost-effective preventive tool, particularly in populations burdened by metabolic syndrome and inadequate dietary mineral intake. Future research should clarify optimal dosing and duration in different patient subgroups to refine clinical recommendations. Source: Umbrella Meta-Analysis on Magnesium Supplementation and Blood Pressure, PMID 3928209.